Hey yo, welcome to the winner's circle. Polish your crown, here to optimize your workflow. That's ServiceNow. This ain't your typical run-of-the-mill tech talk OGs. We're the best in the field. We'll help you level up and build your credibility. Now let me ask you one question, who the realest be? Unapologetic, if we said it, then we meant it. Foundation built on trust, authentic, so it's cemented. Better make way, only facts in the booth. You're now tuned in with CJ and the Duke. What success? I'll let you in on the scoop. Make your mind your best friend and fill it up with the truth.
This episode is brought to you by Clear Sky. Clear Sky is the only identity governance and security solution built natively on ServiceNow. It optimizes enterprise identity and risk management with a platform-first approach. Look, we have built a great digital world where we can plug and play people into our applications and information globally. Great for speedy operations, but can be a real nightmare for risk and security and governance, who are left asking, who has access to what? Who authorized that? Should they still have it? When's the last time we checked? This is why CJ and the Duke love Clear Sky. All of the benefit of a company with decades worth of ILM and IGA experience with a solution that's built natively on ServiceNow, the platform that we all trust. ClearSky, optimized identity management built natively on ServiceNow. Check the description below for an episode CJ and I did on ClearSky, as well as how to contact them.
All right, Duke. So what are we doing on today's show?
Switcheroo. Today, we have a very special guest. As some of you know, I do some ServiceNow coaching. I ran a few cohorts last year, and I am very lucky and excited to have one of the graduates from that cohort, Holly Ryder, join us today on CJ and the Duke. Hey, Holly.
Hey, Duke. Hey, CJ. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Holly. Thanks for being here.
And congratulations to Holly. Recently started at PAMT Consulting up in Canada.
I did. They are amazing.
Big shout out.
Highly recommend.
Big shout out to Paul at PAMT, and we'll put a link in the description so you guys can check them out if you're a Canadian ServiceNow customer. Okay, so Holly, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, your pre-ServiceNow Holly.
Okay, pre-ServiceNow Holly, I was an esthetician and makeup artist. So it's been quite a journey to go from that to learning ServiceNow. I had done a bit of platform administration for a nonprofit and met a lovely human who is actually an architect at GlideFast. And he's like, oh, if you can do the platform administration, why don't you look into this? Because I was looking to switch gears after COVID. I was primarily doing makeup for bridal. So that kind of went away for 2 years, and I just dove into trying to learn what this whole crazy world is about.
How did you start when you decided, oh, I'm going to learn ServiceNow? What was step one for you?
Looking up Now Learning, I kind of did a little bit of Googling on what ServiceNow was because I had never heard of it before. I didn't even know it was a thing. And then I discovered Now Learning, and I started poking around and realized that some of the CSA component was going to be a little bit more intuitive for me because I had already been a platform admin, so I had some of that admin experience. So I dove into trying to learn that on my own, and that went pretty smoothly. So I was pretty confident. I got my CSA pretty quickly. And then I realized that there was so much more, that I was just kind of on the tip of this iceberg. And it was just in the middle of, they had just gone to San Diego. And so kind of like the next experience was new and flashy and pretty. And that started sucking me in deeper. So I did my certified application developer certification as well, with no background whatsoever in development or programming. But they had mentioned that there was Code Academy. And then while I was Googling Code Academy, I found Chuck Tomasi and his lovely videos. And
Shout out, Chuck, as I've said before,
big shout out to Chuck.
He is a beautiful sunshine human who is like, oh, I could figure this out. And he's so happy and engaging.
Oh, man. Actually, everybody take a shot because we're going to put a link in the description below. We've got a podcast episode with Chuck Tomasi, You Never Knew. What's Chuck Tomasi like outside service now?
And Chuck is committed to a part two, too, right? So this is a call out to that. Chuck, we haven't forgotten,
we're
Chuck.
Coming for you.
Yeah. We'll see you at Knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, but this is all just you on your own so far, right? So CSA, yep, CAD, Chuck Tomasi's JavaScript videos.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I started applying for jobs and realized while I started looking through the job descriptions that I had no idea what I was doing. Because I guess from my background, you need certifications to be able to do the job before you do the job. Right. So that's how I had approached it, that, oh, I'm supposed to have the certifications, then I do the job and learn the job. And that is not at all how ServiceNow works.
So then, how would you say it works then?
Yeah, I really want to double click on this too, because I have to break this news the hard way to a lot of people. They're just like, I have the cert, like, where's the jobs? And you know, give them a little bit of an interview, and it's kind of like, but if you could double click on that, we'd really appreciate it.
It goes back to very much the thing that both of you guys talk about quite a bit on the show, which is you need to just get your hands dirty in your PDI. You need to build. And the nice thing is, like, the developer site even has those step-by-step, this is how you create your first application. This is how you learn how to lock it down. Like, you really, really have to start actually using it, because for me at least, the CSA and the CAD was definitions and terms. And I can talk about those definitions and terms, but that doesn't mean that I actually know how to use a client script or when to use a client script. It doesn't mean that I know the difference between what a client script and a business rule does, or when to use them, whether or not they're on the browser or the server. Like, literally, you have to start playing with it and getting dirty, so to speak. And as you start gaining that experience, then that learning starts coming for you.
Yeah, so that's when it all, like, it comes together, when you've absorbed the book knowledge and then you've put it all into practice in your PDI. And you're just like, whoa, that kind of didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen. And or like, oh, that's why you do it this way. And then you integrate that level of understanding into your skill set, and then you start to build on it with all of the collective, you know, like, knowledge that you have, right? From the stuff that you learned from reading and watching videos, and then now the stuff that you're learning from actually executing those things that you watched and read about. Is that, would that be, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah, you know, and I've seen that. I've seen the same thing, right? Like, for me, you know, I read it first, right? I integrate that. It's kind of like, okay, now I got the theoretical, right? Like, it helps for me to understand the why behind it. I'm behind the what. Right. And then I do the what, and it's like, oh, all right. And it all kind of comes together. So it's interesting for me to hear that lots of other people learn this way too.
So you're going around on your own and you got your two certs. You started applying. What made you decide you needed to do a cohort, a coaching cohort?
Kali Alexander.
yes. Shout out to Kali. Oh my God. I love to hear that.
She had you on her show, and it had been one of the ones that I had tuned in for. And it's like, oh, like, I think it was maybe when she was doing that quick coaching series that she had did for a little bit. And I was like, oh, this guy really knows a lot. And I started actually searching through LinkedIn, and I started realizing, like, CJ and the Duke existed, because I had no idea. I actually feel like I very much didn't know anything about the ServiceNow community other than Now Learning, the developer site, and Chuck Tomasi. And LinkedIn kind of opened my eyes to a lot of that. And then I actually sent her a message and just thanked her. And I said, like, I just don't know where to go from here, because I've got these certifications and I feel like I know stuff, but I also feel like I have no idea what I'm doing at the same time. And she said, I know the guy you need.
I got a guy.
And she had, I think she had reached out to you because you messaged me and it just had sent me, because I was saying I didn't know what to build. I had listened to a couple of your shows and both of you guys are talking about like, you should build. And it's like, well, what the heck do I build? What does that mean? And you had thankfully messaged me and sent me a link to the episode that you did on literally what to build.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
And that made me follow you on LinkedIn, and that you were just getting started with your first cohort. And what really sparked my interest was whenever you did the video with Tracy, where she had built part of your soap app at the very beginning. And I was like, that's what I need. And so I started hounding you.
I wasn't that hard to find, was I?
No, you weren't. You were great.
Well, no, that, and let me double click on that. We very rarely get to talk about that experience from the perspective of like someone reaching out to one of us and actually having them on the show as an interviewee. So Duke, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask Holly a little bit about how the experience went reaching out to the Duke and getting onboard into his program. And because obviously you became successful. So talk a little bit about like how that experience ended up with you working for a ServiceNow partner, having come from somewhere completely outside of the ServiceNow ecosystem.
I messaged Duke to let him know that I would like to join the cohort, and he did about a 15-minute interview with me, which scared the crap out of me. Ooh, because
scary.
I am pretty gnarly looking.
No, not at all. It was that I have such respect for what you have done and everything that you share. And it's a career pivot. It's like you're coming from knowing that you have some life experience, but you don't in this area. And I'm an introvert as well. So getting brave enough to reach out and ask the questions. And thankfully, I was accepted into the cohort. And that was amazing. And I'm not saying that just because I'm talking to you guys. I actually tell everybody that I absolutely would not be where I am today without the cohort. I was jazzed from the very first, honestly. I was downstairs in my basement in a little cubby doing my first lesson. I came upstairs and I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be so smart.
That's awesome.
I mean, you had your CSA and your CAD on your own power beforehand, so you had all the smart you needed.
But I didn't know how to put it together.
Yeah, so talk about that. Talk about how you had two certifications, one of them an advanced certification. I consider the CAD a rather advanced ServiceNow certification. Tell me what you learned working with the Duke that allowed you to put that all together.
It's like the difference between having book smarts and street smarts.
Okay. I'm digging.
The Duke gave me street smarts.
All right.
Because what I found was that I knew the terms and definitions and I had a good idea of, okay, how this goes together. But he would break down, okay, this is where we're using a business rule. This is why we're choosing to use a business rule over a client script, for example. This is why we're choosing to use a business rule instead of using a scheduled script. Why we're going to use flow instead of a business rule. Like he started actually breaking down the things that we actually do. And then the big thing for me was two things. One, he was very adamant that no question is ever stupid. And from my background, whenever you would ask a question, especially corporately, it was very much you were questioning authority or you weren't asking to learn. And I'm a very much a curious person. So like I will ask and I ask until I can understand. And he very much encouraged that and made time. Like it didn't have to be during class time. Like he was able to be reached on LinkedIn or Discord, which is usually my favorite medium. And he answered the questions and taught me how to ask the smarter questions, which was also an episode that you guys did that taught me a lot. And then on top of that, he made me think. For example, whenever we were learning how to do the SOAP app, he was explaining, this is what my business is, and I want you to start building this for me. And that's it. There's no, this is why I want you to build it. This is what I want done. This is some ideas I have. We literally had to dig and ask him, and he did not make it easy. Because he acted like an actual client, where he wanted us to figure out what was going to work best for the business. Even though maybe he might have some preconceived ideas or something, it was more, okay, what can we provide and how is this going to actually get better business outcomes? Not, oh, this is going to look pretty or whatnot. And yeah, he made us dig through that.
It's the whole idea of like, don't learn from a textbook when you can learn from real life.
Right.
Like, only for a very short time in your ServiceNow career will you be doing stuff that's direct transformation, right? So some other ServiceNow resource says build a client script that blah, blah, blah. If the requirements were that specific, why doesn't the person who's writing them just do it, right?
No, that's definitely fair, right? If you can write out the requirements, you can just write out the requirements and hand them over. Yeah. But one of the good things about having someone in front of you who actually wants the work done is they can tell you the why they want the work done and how they want to see it and things of that nature. Then you can also get feedback on whether or not those things are good ideas and how it can be done differently or betterly based on betterly. Wow. Differently or
we're saving that one.
That's the title. Differently or better based on the expertise that you bring to the table. So Holly, I just want to pull out a couple of things that I just heard from your answer on that last question. What I heard is that the Duke creates a safe space for questioning with all the work that he's doing in terms of bringing you into his cohort and how that cohort is set up. He talked to you a lot about the why to the decisions that are being made and the code or flow design or what have you, whatever it is that you're doing on the platform. He taught you why you're doing it, right? So that it made a lot of sense and you can tie it back to the what was needed. He taught critical thinking about it by basically being that obstinate client that you sit down with and say, hey, I need you to build this thing. And then you have to tease out of him what he actually wants other than just the one sentence of, I want this thing to work. And then he talked a lot about the business outcomes, right? He emphasized how the business outcomes drive the overall solution. And putting all that together with the CAD and the CSA that you brought to the table, it really gave you a more holistic understanding of ServiceNow. Would that be a good summarization of what I just heard?
Excellent summarization. Yep. Yeah.
Awesome. And I did it that way just for the listeners at home, because I wanted them to be able to point to one specific thing and say, okay, what am we going to get if I'm working with the Duke? And look, we do talk our own book here. We don't talk it in depth typically to this point, right? But I've been watching, Duke, I've been watching you do this stuff for years now, man. And it's great to have Holly on here, who's actually talking about the experience that she got from start to finish. And she brought, knowledge to the table too. And it shows that it's not just for folks who come in and they've never heard of ServiceNow before. It can also be for folks who knew about ServiceNow before they got there, who've actually been certified, but wasn't putting it all together. And now coming out of the Duke's cohort, now you've got it all together and you are now gainfully employed at a ServiceNow partner, which is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. They're really amazing. And I don't just say that because I work there. They're actually a really, really lovely bunch of people.
So working now in the ServiceNow ecosystem, what was your first response? Oh my God, I'm on a client. I'm doing actual work in this thing that I just learned over the last however many months. Go. Like, what was your first feelings on that?
Oh my goodness. I had to keep pinching myself. And I know that's such a funny answer, but I'm so excited to be a part of everything. And I'm really working with a really great bunch of people, and they value teaching and mentorship as well. So my first project that I was on was like completely out of left field of the knowledge that I had, which was really cool, because I was getting to learn about a HAM implementation, which it was something that interested me before, but it wasn't something that I've done any study on. And so I was brought in as a tester so that I could learn how things work and how things go, and a safe environment, because I wouldn't be the one maybe creating it. I would be the one who was testing it afterwards. And then the beautiful thing, and another shout out to the Duke for this, is that when one of our team members had to step back, I was able to step up into that position and to create some how-to documentation on how to do, like, say, an Intune integration, because he taught me to ask the questions.
See that right there, right? You started on day one with the confidence, right, to interact in your job that you might not have otherwise had, because you were able to result back. You were able to rely back on your training that you got working with the Duke. That's awesome. This is like a time-honored teaching skill too, right? Like, you know, train. So when you get in the actual environment, you don't have to think, right? Like, you just do the training that you got, right? And Duke, you know, you've mentioned before that you're an Army brat. I don't know how much of that, you know, like, influenced this, right?
Well, yeah, my dad was an infantry officer, and like, I was not in the infantry definitively, but certain things had to be so, right?
Right.
That, like, this is how you brush your teeth, and you always brush your teeth before you make your bed. And it's just, that's the way things were all neat and tidy and in order. And you just don't appreciate that until it's like much later in life. You know what I mean? It's just like everything's busy, but you've already done all the stuff you need to do without even thinking about it.
Right.
I don't know how that, relates back to the discussion.
Well,
you got me all distracted with infantry.
No. I mean, it's just what Holly said though, right? She relied on her experience in the cohort on her first day at the job. Right. And probably subconsciously.
But I would say the one thing that would differ from kind of my dad's infantry, and I love my dad, I'm not bringing him down a notch or anything, but the difference I had was, I don't want anybody doing anything on autopilot. Tell me why you're doing it this way, even at the beginning.
Fair enough.
Right. So it's just not do this. I don't want anybody to go. Did I ever say, trust me, Holly?
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't think I ever said, trust me. I'm just like,
why? No.
Yeah, why? You saw me just do it that way. Why did I do it that way? Any guess? Yep. Even guesses, right? But speaking of trust me, though, I got to say, trust me on this, folks. You got to try this product from our sponsor, Magic Mind. They call it the first productivity drink. This stuff is awesome. I got it right here. Can you hear it by the mic?
Could definitely
hear
it.
Some right now. I'm going to have some right now. Hold on a second. Oh my God, so good. Oh, I love this stuff. Keeps me super focused. This is a part of the day where I'm trying to fight off a nap or two. And this just keeps me aware and energized and in flow state without that caffeine buzz. You know what I'm talking about, Corey? Like,
yeah, a little bit of the jitters, right? A little bit of the.
Yeah. I feel amped up. I feel energized, but I don't feel like I'm down for like a deep focused work because my hands won't stop shaking. And I remember in the last episode, we talked about what does it taste like, right? And I was like, oh, it's kind of like banana-ish or something. But I actually checked the ingredients this time. And it is matcha green tea. It says ceremonial grade matcha. So you know it's the good stuff. It's got agave, passion fruit, vanilla, red beet. It tastes delicious. It's a little shot. It's like a little tiny green shot. You can see a picture of it on our LinkedIn page. And I just got to say, trust me on this. Get yourself some Magic Mind. If you go to magicmind.com/CJandTheDuke, there'll be a link in the description below. And if you use the promo code CJandTheDuke20, you can get 20% off of your first one-time purchase or 48% off a subscription.
Nice.
That's the only time I'll say, trust me, Holly, I swear.
Me, on the other hand, I'll say trust me a lot because I'm smart.
not being
You're
smart.
You're allowed to say it when you've been proving it.
Absolutely.
No, you made us think and you made us ask why. And you also didn't shy away from making a mistake.
Oh, I remember a couple mistakes on the show. That hurt too. Like, you're an hour and a half in, and it's like you're about to like just show the punchline, and it's just like, that didn't work. Nice. It just didn't do anything at all.
Yeah, but
yeah, sorry for
that's real life. Yeah,
that is real
90
life.
90 minutes of recording, and like, well, I'll figure it out for tomorrow.
That's totally real life, right? I mean,
it's totally real life. You don't think that's gonna happen on like the first week on the job?
I've told this story before. I don't know if I've ever told it on the show, right? But I was going live with a client, right? It was the Friday before a Monday go live. And I was moving things from test to production. And I was doing something something told me that I need to clean up the, I need to clean up the attachment table or something like that. And so I nuked it, not realizing that not only was I nuking like all of those test attachments, I like nuked like all of the attachments to ServiceNow also reads in all other parts of the system. Right. And so like we ended up with this, the system now that was only half working because a lot of the referenced images and things like that were just all gone. And this is on a Friday before a Monday go live. And I'm like, crap, I don't know how to get these things back. And so I start like trying to pull them back and all that. And anyway, long story short, right, I worked over the weekend, got it done. We went live on Monday. Everything was great. But that was a really serious mistake. And I did panic a little bit. But had I not actually said, okay, mistakes happen, right? I got the client on the phone. Hey, I did this thing. I blew something up. Don't worry about it. We'll get there. And client was very understanding. It's like, I trust you. You've been good all the way till now. Like, I'm sure we'll be fine. And then I got there at the end, right? And we had a great lunch. But mistakes happen, even when you're not intending them to, even when you're doing something that you think is relatively benign. So, you know, you got to be for that from both a training and a real reality kind of standpoint. So that you can.
Well, I like that. To think that even though I had stuff that went sideways on a training call, it was great opportunities to practice troubleshooting, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's another skill. And troubleshooting is an exquisitely hard skill to teach. You understand? Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just one of those things that you just need to see enough trench fights to know what's coming, to know what to do next.
Ooh, I mean, that's like an entire episode on systems thinking, right? Like, because I think the best troubleshooters are great systems thinkers. They know how everything relates together, and they know like when the output of one thing isn't matching what the output should be or the input on another part of it. And then, you know, you work backwards. But that's a whole nother show. But yeah, I agree with Duke, right? Like, it's incredibly hard to teach how to troubleshoot, right? I try to teach it to my kids and I think, why can't you get this? And
teaching them how to think, right? Oh, so tough. So what's next for Holly?
I'm just going to keep pushing. I'm looking forward to getting my ITSM certification. I think that's what I'm working on next. Plugging away at some microcerts just because those are important and they teach all kinds of fun little skills like ATF, which is the one I just finished. That was cool. And yeah, I'm very content.
Nice.
We still got some time, so why don't you tell us about the coolest thing you've done on the platform since starting with PAMT?
Oh, honestly, I think that learning how to do an Intune integration was pretty darn cool. And the reason I say that is just because it just brings so much value when you can start having other systems work with ServiceNow to pull in your assets or information, because there's a lot of different integrations out there. And then another one is, honestly, I think Catalog Builder is pretty darn cool. Because I think that it brings value to the client to be able to maintain your service catalog over time instead of always having to have things sometimes done in a complicated manner. Like, not that you don't always need that, but it's nice to be able to have your clients to be able to maintain that.
Yeah, just like you don't need to have top skill level people working on catalog items. You can
No. You're missing you guys both. Yeah, look, I love Catalog Builder. Like, you're missing the best part of it.
The best part of it is that
it makes building catalog items drag and drop. Mm. There's no more like, okay, what's the order number here? Move, you're like,
yeah, no, that's decrement. Kind of what I mean. It's really just putting labels on questions and determining what type of answer that you're expecting. Right?
Yeah.
And it's like, why can't a BA do that? They're writing it in Excel for crying out loud beforehand. So why not just get all that stuff done in Catalog Builder, and then they don't have to worry about that stupid, like, what table stores variable set?
Dude, we wondered. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, we wandered through the wilderness for years for this thing, man. Like, yeah. For me, it's one of the capstones of a recent ServiceNow development. It's just getting that Catalog Builder that is largely, like, I don't know, V2 or V3 now, right? So, which means it's pretty solid. And going in there and not having to manually adjust like positioning and separators and all that kind of stuff without being able to see it first.
Oh, friggin' separators.
Yeah, exactly.
Still hate those things.
Exactly.
But another rant for another episode, I guess, because we are at time. Corey's got a boogie in 2 minutes here. So wrap this one up. Holly, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the kind words.
Thank you so much for having me. Hot. You guys are a delight. Hey,
yo, tons of links in the description below. Optimize your workflow. That service now. This ain't your typical run of the mill tech talk. OGs, we're the best in the field. We'll help you level up and build your credibility. Now let me ask you one question: who the realest be? Unapologetic. If we said it, then we meant it. Foundation built on trust, authentic, so it's cemented. Better make way. Only facts in the booth. You're now tuned in with CJ and the Duke. What success? I'll let you in on the scoop. Make your mind your best friend and fill it up with the truth. Come on, yeah. Make your mind your best friend and fill it up with the truth. Yeah, CJ and the Duke. What's that? Service now. Come on. Yeah. I said, welcome to the winner's circle. Yeah, yeah.